With me now is Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise. Anne, thanks so much for your time. I was listening to the radio, to SAFM, to Ashraf Garda, and I was captured by an interview that you had with him with regards to the South African Small Business Ministry and the recommendation that the South African Small Business Ministry be shut down, given lack of evidence in terms of progress that is being made in the general small business development environment, and that private sector should be allowed to step in and lead the charge when it comes to small business. Can I take you back to that thinking in terms of, firstly, the lack of evidence around the progress, the traction that the Small Business Ministry in South Africa is having?
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you for this opportunity. We've just released a report on this. It's the eighth report in our series on priorities for the new government and the actions that we should be taking with some urgency. And this one is about small business in general. So you have to ask yourself some questions before I can get to, I will answer your question, but let's start with, whatever made us think that officials, most of whom do not know how to run small businesses or any business through no fault of their own, have got no experience of this, what makes us think that these are the ideal people to use public money to promote a dynamic and innovative small business sector? So we're questioning that. We're saying this is the wrong concept. Now, the Small Business Development Department has been in existence since 2014. And when you look at the numbers, it's very hard to see what's actually been achieved. Now, it's important to understand that small business funding takes place throughout government in many different departments and not just the Small Business Department. But we're really saying that this is the wrong way to think about this. We did some research in 2018, 19, and 2021 across 3 years. And we said to a highly respected research firm, go in to the state and tell us how much money is being spent on small business promotion, support, development. They came back quite shocked and they said that, well, it's at least somewhere around 6 billion a year, but we think that's an undercount. But there's no information on what criteria are used to select the small businesses we support. How do they do after the state uses our money to support them? Do they grow? Do they thrive? Do they employ more people? So we don't actually know exactly what happens. The more you think about it, this is an incredible waste of a really big sum of money. 6 billion rand a year, at least.
As you say, the Small Business Department has been in existence to 2014. And as you've again reiterated, it's that lack of measurability, lack of accountability. If you can measure something, you can manage something. And that is what struck me when I was listening to the conversation with you and Ashraf, is that there's absolutely no way that you can or anybody else can measure the effectiveness of this department, which has to be the starting point to say it's not working.
There are some numbers. Most people, experts would say they're not all that reliable, but their growth in the number of small businesses, which is a topic I'll come back to in a moment, has not been great. Then COVID decimated this sector. And in fact, the government's own small business sort of development plan in 2022 said that there were low survival rates for small businesses and that the sort of inefficient support was one of the reasons. Now, I would put it differently. I would say that, so we do know things are not going well and government or the department acknowledges that. I think you've got to think about small business differently in another way as well, which is We have to fix the economy for all businesses. So infrastructure, dealing with crime, a whole lot of regulatory things, all sorts of things, logistics, these affect businesses small and big. And the whole point about a thriving economy is that we want dynamic small businesses that become bigger. We don't want lots and lots of little businesses that never move from being kind of one-person activities. We're looking for dynamism and innovation, and all our big companies started small, really. So you have to think about this as not a separate entity called small business, but a dynamic part of our economy and all businesses. Having said
Go ahead, and I'll come back to my question in a moment. Go ahead.
So having said that, there are some things that are more onerous for small businesses than, you know, an enormous giant mining company. So you're a small firm. You've got to look at regulations and laws that are particularly bad for small business. Let me give you one example. The way in which South Africa does collective bargaining between big businesses, big formal businesses and big unions is one thing. And they agree on conditions of work and wages and all sorts of things, work hours that they can agree on. And that's fine. Let them do that. The problem in South Africa is that the Minister of Labour and Employment then extends this to every other business who is not party to the negotiations. We're saying this is a terrible approach, and you could immediately change this so that you can negotiate if you're a big company and agree whatever you want to do, and we can talk about that another time, but you should not be able to extend that to small firms, to new firms, to startups, to rural firms, to anyone who wasn't in the room. So that would be one, what we like to call regulations in South Africa. But, you know, there are examples around the world from Argentina to India to a number of other countries where they took deregulation seriously. And actually, it made a difference. Now, in South Africa, we talk a lot about red tape without specifying what we mean. And we keep talking about it, but we don't seem to make any difference. And what we're saying is two things. The one is, you can have what's called an SME test, a small medium enterprise test, where you look at every piece of regulation and legislation and say, how will it affect a company of 10 people or 15 people, 20 people who don't have an HR department, who don't have this, that, and the next thing? Why will it disadvantage them, or will it? So that's one. Look, have the SME test and then secondly, it's time to be much more transparent about all of this. Away from the talk to action. We should every year in Parliament report on what regulations have been removed, why, and what impact it's had. And that could help us do this differently. And we make a very practical suggestion to merge two sort of units in the presidency to become the small business deregulation unit and report to us very transparently every single year. And we don't do that at all.
And as you say, this could be done tomorrow.
Well, certainly the labor law, labor regulations and collective bargaining could be done tomorrow. We have a draft of what it looks like if you were to change it. We'd be happy to share it. So that one you could do tomorrow. The whole process of deregulation can be done quickly, not tomorrow. You would need to look at it. We're not saying we should have no regulations. Of course, you need basic health and safety, and that's important. So you've got to look at this carefully. But gee, we could make a lot of progress. If we were serious, we could in a year make a lot of progress. And if there was much more accountability for this, and you can also ask small businesses to write in to the unit in the presidency and say, this regulation is a big problem for the following reasons. So it's not like you have to pretend you know it all in the States. You can ask people how they're experiencing it and then investigate. It won't all be right, but you can investigate. So we could just move away from the rhetoric to actually doing something serious here. And this would tie in, if I can move to our other big recommendation, if I may. So if you say over 3 years, the state spends at least 18 billion rand over 3 years, give us half. Give us half and let's have a competitive process, transparent, open, where we say, this is a hard job. It's not easy. Let's give it to the experts in our society, private sector entities, who should compete for this money. And in order to get this money, we want to push private venture capital, NGOs, banks, whoever. We want to push people who understand how to manage money transparently with accountability, push them further into the small business sector. Tell us what you do with the money very openly. And then every single year, we want a parliamentary sort of 2 days where the private players who've got public money report back. What did they do? And, you know, we're not interested in how many firms you supported. What we're interested in is, are they growing? Are they employing more people? Will they survive over 5 years or 10 years? So you get some criteria for this rather than just some vague numbers. And we could also at the same time say to the public sector entities that are funding small business, you should also report every single year transparently. Not we supported 100 farmers. You tell us, are they growing? Are they becoming something bigger? Are they employing more people? So we start getting away from these broad ideas that we never seem to get anywhere and actually start getting much more return, we hope, for our public money. So in that context, we're saying, why have a Department of Small Business? What does it do? If there's some remaining functions, send them to the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, which is in some ways the key department looking at the economy. So put it there and let them think about the environment, the enabling environment for all firms, but also for small business. And let's move as much money as we can, as quickly as we can, into private entities and get them more focused on smaller firms, startups, and innovation. So that would be a major contributor to a more dynamic economy.
Just understanding the current ecosystem, having listened to prior conversations of yours on the topic, it appears that a number of different agencies are being funded in the ecosystem to support small businesses, and that there's a proliferation of these agencies, left, right, and center. Can you perhaps just unpack that for me in terms of the current ecosystem?
Mm. So we found 300 agencies that in the state, national, provincial, local, that claim to support small business. And this is a whole range of things that they think will help small businesses. There's a smaller number of entities, we found 28, that fund small businesses. So there's a difference between these two. But as I said before, we're not really seeing an impact on the economy in terms of all this activity. Think of all the people who are employed and our 6 billion a year, 18 billion over 3 years, which is an enormous sum of money, doesn't include the people who are the people and their salaries. It's just direct expenditure. So it's probably much bigger if we took a scalpel and thought harder about what are we doing, why are we doing it, who are the best people in our society to do this, because it's not easy. And how do we make this much more dynamic, transparent, and accountable to the public?
Just looking at those 300 agencies, and as you pull out the 28, which are slightly differentiated, is there criteria that is, you know, before you can go and profess to be one of these agencies that support small businesses, what do you need to prove? What track record do you have, et cetera, et cetera? I'm just interested in this middleman scenario, which I'm sure you've examined extensively, and why the money isn't being directly deployed to the small businesses from a sustainability perspective, but rather this middleman agency type structure.
Well, these are generally agencies that the ones we found are all agencies in government. So you would have something in the Department of Agriculture that looks at supporting agricultural development or inclusive growth in agricultural development and directed at mainly small black emerging farmers. But generally, there's no itemization of criteria at all. And there's no sort of adequate reporting that we could find that tells you. And it is a bit like, to be fair, it's a bit like large companies. Certainly when I last looked at this intensively, you know, their annual report to society or their corporate social investment or whatever the latest term is, they often tell you all about inputs. We helped 100, you know, NGOs or small firms or whatever. But they very, very, very rarely tell you about what happened to these firms. You know, did the help help? So this
exactly.
is a common
thing. Did they
thing.
Grow?
Exactly.
Did they grow? Mm-hmm. And are they becoming more substantial businesses in the overall ecosystem? As you say, you know, taking a small business and giving it the ability to grow into a bigger business, which employs more people, which then becomes a key factor, a key driver of economic growth for the overall economy.
Exactly. So we have no idea how this public money in general is being spent. But we do know there are lots of regulations and there are a lot of obstacle courses for you to start a small business and succeed. And this just seems so. We're saying philosophically this is the wrong approach, number one. Number two, we've got to deregulate the economy, but let's stop talking about it. Let's do it much more seriously. And there are techniques you can use from the SME test to reporting every year to what do you think will happen if you get rid of this regulation? Well, did it happen? Well, you know, this isn't science. We don't know. So we've got to be more transparent. We've got to know how much money we're putting into each firm. Is this the right, you know, I'm sure it differs from firm to firm, but you need a strategy here. So accountability and transparency. And we're saying this hard job of driving our economy and driving at the small sort of bottom end of the economic sector, which is so vital to feed up, to become medium and bigger businesses and to employ people, this should be done in the private sector. And they're not perfect, but we can help push them because this is a lot of money. And that becomes a way of bargaining with, well, what will you do with our money? How are you going to get better at supporting small business and startups and innovative companies? What have you done so far? So there's a kind of philosophical change here and some actions and then some accountability, which we don't have in this sector at all. It's very vague. And we don't think carefully enough about it.
Well, here's an interesting point. As you say, take the $9 billion, which is half of the $18 billion, and then conduct that exercise. See the private sector sustaining and helping small business and the measurability thereof versus the other $9 billion that stays in the public sector. Another way to look at it. So, Anne, I'm really looking forward to having further conversations with you at the BizNews 7 conference in Humanas, which is happening from the 10th to the 14th of March. That's just around the corner. And I know that there are going to be many people in that audience that are going to be listening intently to what you have to say, given the fact that you are one of the key commentators and spokespeople when it comes to business, to growth, to development in the South African industry. I've been speaking to Anne Bernstein, who's Executive Director, the Center for Development and Enterprise.
Thanks very much.